T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think we're seeing the tide of American brands taking on causes because their shoppers appreciate it when they are cause-related, if they align and agree with that cause. There's a risk, and the risk is, for Gillette in this case, was they're going to be attacked by people that say this is a continuation of the war on masculinity. The other side says this is great because it's in more alignment with today's modern gender roles.
What is the war on masculinity?
I think the Me Too movement, almost any movement, has to have an opposite, if you will, encounter, whether it's a movement or not. So I think for everything that's ever been done, especially in the marketing communication world, there's those that love it and those that hate it, and then those that are okay. You know, so all of these various strata in the middle. When Michael Jackson did the song Man on the Mirror, it wasn't universally loved. It was condemned as being too racist and too political. And then, of course, it came out. When Starbucks did Talk Race, it was challenged and then failed. Last year's Colin Kaepernick advertising with Nike. And there was a hue and cry. This is horrible. This is terrible. And then there was another side that says, hey, it's about time. And that it's actually worked out. Now, there's a number of cases like that.
Yeah, and the Nike ad specifically, that was a minute and a half or 2 minute long ad, and Colin Kaepernick was in it for 5 seconds, but just his presence in it caused all of this. Now, in this particular Gillette commercial, nowhere in there is Gillette even mentioned. So what does this do for them as a brand, except for, you know, boycott Gillette seems to be at least putting their name in the public eye?
You know, there is that. All publicity is good publicity. I don't believe in that. I don't think most marketers do. The key to what Gillette did was make a political stand in a positive way. I'm not real sure I can see how people can condemn this. My favorite small piece of the ad was when one guy was sort of catcalling a pretty lady as she walked down the sidewalk, and his friend goes, "Bro, not cool, not cool."
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's nice. That's what I like to see, us policing ourselves. We don't need brands. We don't need anybody else telling us what's real and what's not, what's right and wrong.
And you got the dad breaking up the fight among the bully and the victim.
And he's not condemning either one of them. He's just saying, you got to get along, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.